Yo, what's up? Welcome to Jumpmaster, the number one Apex Legends podcast brought to you by OKBeast.com. I'm your Jumpmaster, Blessing Adeoye. Joining me this week, of course, are my squad mates. We got Alex Van Aken. Alex, what's up?
Yo, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here and returning after a week being gone, after a week being disconnected from the game. We got John Bernardo. What's up, John?
What's up? I'm back.
It's nice to have you back. Of course, Jumpmaster is a weekly Apex Legends podcast. Each episode, join us as we discuss the latest news, tips, tricks, and experiences as we jump into the Apex games. This is episode 12. Let's get into it, but before we do, a few things for housekeeping. Remember to review us on iTunes. Reviewing helps us immensely. And of course, if you review us, we'll read out the new reviews that we get. Maybe not every review, depending on how many we get. Since last week, we actually haven't gotten any new reviews, so we're not going to read any this week. But if you go there, you review us, there's a high chance that we'll read out your review on the air. Also, we have the OKBeast podcast, which comes out every Monday. A-plus Anime, which comes out every Wednesday, which is our anime podcast, along with videos, articles, and more on OKBeast.com. YouTube.com/OKBeast if you want to check out the videos we have there. I have a video coming up soon that I'm not going to spoil, but I'm excited for it. I'm excited for you guys to see it. It's a really good video. Alex has videos that he's working on. Yeah. We have good things happening over there on YouTube.com/OKBeast. So go there, subscribe, check out what we got. Patreon.com/OKBeast if you want to see more of what we got. We got Stir Fry, which is our general chat podcast. Usually comes out on the first Tuesday of every month. You can access that for only $1 over there on patreon.com/OKBeast. So check that out. And also, John just launched a couple weeks ago, Panel to Panel with the homie Andrew Taylor. That's a comic book podcast. So if you enjoy reading comic books, enjoy that nerdy content, go ahead and check that out. Panel to Panel. And it's now on Spotify if you listen there.
Yeah.
What was your last episode on, John?
Well, last episode that came out on Tuesday was reflecting on the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So awesome. Everything from Iron Man to Infinity War.
Nice. And we were just talking about that a little bit before this podcast, because we're recording legit the day before we're going to go see Endgame. And we're all pretty hyped about that. I'm hoping that it ends with Lifeline making an appearance and her being like, come and get your birthday present, and then knocking out Thanos. I hope that's how it ends. If everything goes well, that's how it's going to end. Biggest crossover.
Yeah.
Not a crossover as big as this one. Without further ado, we're on week 12 of Apex Legends being out. And I'm surprised we're still doing like the week-by-week impressions. But it's fun to do. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it. And the only person who's really played Apex Legends this week, because it's been a busy week with a lot of games coming out between Mortal Kombat, Katana Zero, Days Gone, and more, is John Bernardo.
Yeah,
John.
Surprise, right?
Yeah. How is Apex Legends on week 12?
Well, they just updated the new patch, and I didn't get a lot of time into it, but I did go back to my old main Gibraltar, and pretty much the additional 10% of, I guess it's armor or reduced damage, definitely helped a lot, because I was with it, I was using him, and, you know, any shots I was getting, I felt like I was taking a lot more shots than I usually do.
Yeah.
So,
interesting.
I mean, I was playing better than normal too. So, I don't know what other changes have been made to him, but just playing with him alone, I didn't get to use the wingman, but I did use the triple take, and I felt that was pretty good.
Yeah. They buffed. I don't know if you've kept up with the all the patch notes and stuff from the last patch, but they buffed pretty much all the snipers, I believe.
Yeah, so I've heard. So, and they felt like there was a lot more of them now, because both. In two games, they were the first weapon I saw.
Really?
Yeah, like stacked and everything. But it is pretty good now that it actually has like a spread to it, and the way the rage shoots off. So just the weapon and Gibraltar's new passive ability alone really helped me get you know further into the game there.
Get good.
Yeah, get good.
Have you noticed many differences between last playing and now without now that the new patch is out? Like, because you mentioned the it seems like snipers are appearing more. Have you noticed like wingmans appearing less? Have you noticed like anything else as far as a loot and how often things drop?
I didn't see any wingmans in the time I was playing. I did a lot of my teammates had them though when I was spectating them. So it could be that they're there, they're just grabbing them before me. But from what I've seen when I was watching other people use the wingman, it looked pretty aggressive. It looked like it was messing people up pretty bad. I didn't even realize what gun it was until I started seeing it until he stopped shooting it.
I'm curious if people are noticing any differences between the Wingman now after the patch, because they like nerfed it Yeah. And I'm curious to see, like, because I'm sure people are still picking it up because they're just like, well, like either they didn't pay attention to the patch notes or it's a force of habit.
Yeah.
Because I've still been picking up a lot of the same guns whenever I'm playing. The Wingman.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
magazine size is reduced now. We covered it last week. There were several things.
Yeah.
It was a lot of, it had the damage reduction previously. And then now it's like the mag size is severely less.
And so now I want to know, like, I want to see how long it takes for people to adjust and be like, oh wait, this Wingman, I don't know if the Wingman's trash. I haven't played, so I can't, I don't know if it's still like killing it out there. But I'm curious to see how people react to it in other guns. Cause I think judged off of what we talked about last week, it seems like Respawn is trying to lean more towards snipers. Not necessarily make snipers the meta, but make them more viable, because it seems like up until now, snipers have just been kind of whack. I don't know if you've noticed people using snipers at all, John, or if you, because it seems like it's been business as usual. Would you say so?
Well, a lot of the matches seemed a little bit more long range focused. I did see not everybody was coming so close. A lot of people were taking shots from far, but I do feel at the same time there was a lot more close encounters where, you know, I've had two occasions where I walked in either into a jump ship or into a room and there was somebody right there already waiting. Didn't see me, but both times I caught them off guard. So people, I think they may be focusing on the long range, and that's why they're not seeing me coming, because they're looking through their scope.
That makes sense. I'm curious to jump back in. I really want to jump back in as soon as possible. Now that I beat Katana Zero and I beat the Mortal Kombat story, I'm hoping to get some time before Days Gone drops, which literally drops tomorrow night.
Yeah.
During Endgame. I'm not going to have any time. But no, before the next podcast, I definitely want to play. Maybe it'll be next week. Maybe I'll finish Days Gone pretty quickly. But that's an open world game, and apparently it's 30 hours long. We'll see. But I want to jump back in. Let's get into Champion Chat, which is our topic of the show, of course. I want to talk about a small-time content creator, has a few followers. His name is Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have heard streamers. Of
him. Yeah, you got to support the small streamers out there. Dr. Disrespect, he's a dude who streams, and he has some things to say. Of course, if you're not familiar with Dr. Disrespect, he's actually like one of the biggest streamers on Twitch right now. And this article from Dexerto.com, written by Callum Patterson, talks about Dr. Disrespect explaining why Apex Legends to him feels like a demo, which is very interesting, kind of provocative, but I found it to be interesting. And so I'm going to read through it, and I want to get your guys' thoughts on a few things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. First, I'm going to read through it. Twitch streamer Dr. Disrespect was one of the many big name streamers who were involved in the launch and promotion of Apex Legends as an Apex partner. But 2 months later, he rarely plays, explaining that it still feels like a demo. Along with fellow streamers like Michael Shroud, I'm not even going to try and pronounce his last name, and Jack Courage Dunlop, the doc was even invited out to play and test the game prior to release, giving feedback to Respawn Entertainment. At first, it all seemed to work out as Apex launched to unprecedented popularity, reaching 50 million players in only a month, making it the most successful launch of a free-to-play game ever. In that first month of February 2019, Apex Legends generated $92 million from in-game spending across all platforms. Yeah, that's wild. But its massive momentum has slowed noticeably. Although the exact number of players is unknown, the viewing figures on Twitch have plummeted, and this is largely due to big names like Shroud and Dr. Disrespect not streaming the game. On April 24th, a viewer put the question in the doc, to the doc, that's funny, asking why he had gone off the game. He says, it's a lot of fun, but it feels like it's an incomplete product. It's a bit like a demo. That's what it feels like. I like the demo, but I can't play the demo for very long. I want the complete package. I want the selection of multiple maps. I want more legends. I want more stuff happening with the game. Apex Legends content leaves players feeling burnt down. This isn't a quote from this is me going back to Dick Sarto, not Dr. Disrespect anymore. Dr. Disrespect certainly isn't alone in this estimation either, as many players have voiced concern with the slow drip of new content in the game. Since launch on February 4th, only one new weapon has been added and one new legend. The Battle Pass rewards for Season 1 underwhelmed too, which subsequently dropped expectations for what Season 2 might hold as well. So that's a lot to kind of unpack there, and I want to hear what your guys' opinions are on this. Does Dr. Disrespect have a point, and does Apex Legends feel incomplete, or what are some ways in which the game can build toward feeling like a fully featured experience? Alex, I'm going to throw this to you. How do you feel about all of this?
I mean, I think that's a little bit unfair. Like, it is, I mean, it is the same, like, when you look at all the other Battle Royale games that, like, were first getting their start, it's, like, on par with those games. Like, if you're going to call Apex Legends incomplete, then, like, call Blackout Mode incomplete. Like, it, I mean, I get it, like, that's part of a larger suite, but, like...
Well, Blackout has new maps, though.
Well, yeah, but it's been out since, September, October?
Yeah, that's
like October, I think. Yeah,
and like if you look at PUBG, it had like the main map for like I don't understand. Like I guess it seems like it's a free game, I guess. But I look at like PUBG and I'm like, okay, I paid $30 for that game when it came out. There was one map, and even there wasn't even a battle pass to do things with. And they didn't really add things. And then there was Fortnite, and even Fortnite early on was pretty slow. As far as like content goes, like I feel like they just kind of have to like, and we've said on the show, like, yeah, we want new maps and stuff, but like that comes with the understanding that, you know, this game is 2 months old, and
yeah,
there's no way that you can iterate. There's no way that you can plan for this success and then iterate so quickly to get like new content out without just burning out completely.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And they probably hired people on like app shortly. Yeah, but true. Like you have to onboard those people. You have to teach them your process. Like it's not like an overnight thing.
Yeah. There's like an article that came out this week actually about Epic Games and like Fortnite and stuff, and kind of how the studio working on Fortnite specifically has been kind of going through a lot as far as like crunch and getting the game together. And like overworking and putting in too many hours, because now Fortnite's a big game, right? And you kind of have to adjust as your game grows, or else like workers are put into bad conditions, and it's not good for your game either, right? And so like I think with Apex Legends, the game launched. I don't know if there's a game, there's a battle royale that's launched in a better condition than Apex Legends.
I'd agree.
Not that I can think of. Like as far as like I remember playing Fortnite when that battle royale first released, because I was curious, because I was like, oh man, PUBG's not on PlayStation. I'm gonna try out this Fortnite thing. I tried it out, and like I remember like being like, oh man, this seems rough. Like this doesn't seem all the way there. And like it took a little bit, but then Fortnite was able to get it together, and now they're just like rapidly just like updating and rapidly being able to kind of pull things together, right? PUBG took some time to get the second map going. And I even remember like the first months of PUBG and how rough that was. And even like I think the Xbox version of PUBG launched like almost half a year later, at least half a year later, like maybe 8-9 months later. And that version was super rough. Being 2 months out from the original release of Apex Legends, one, I think the game's launched in a great place comparatively. And even like at its 2 months, if you look at other games, 2 months, the game is in a great place. I think what's tough is that since it launched so successfully, people are kind of judging it based off of other successful battle royales, like at the point where they're successful, if that makes sense. So like people are like looking at Apex Legends and comparing it to Fortnite right now. Which is understandable because they're both like competing, but at the same time, like Apex Legends kind of needs time to get that flow going, get the momentum going, and kind of build that.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
For sure.
Yeah,
John, what do you think?
No, I think it's the same thing too. They do need to add some more stuff, but saying, you know, needs more weapons, needs more characters. I mean, we have enough characters. We don't need more. And adding another character can significantly change the game because we've seen like what their new perks can do. I think we have enough guns. I don't think we need more. I think it's the map. I think if we get a new map, that will make a lot of people happy.
Yeah. I'm kind of feeling that too. Like, I don't know what it is. Cause I think there is a point in the article when they say that like, there's only been one new gun and one new legend. Granted, in 12 weeks, like that's not bad.
Well, but there's already two to unlock once the like when you get the game. So
technically, yeah, that too.
Technically, there's three when you start the game because you have to.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like it's one of those things where like Apex Legends feels like it's been the same game. Like I feel like nothing is really nothing significant has really changed, if that makes sense. And I don't know if the thing is they have to do more seasonal events like Overwatch does and like really like highlight those. Like April Fools just happened, right? Like maybe they could have done an Apex Fools or April Legends or something like that. Like where they actually like really do like, you know, throw it down and be like, oh, here's some April Fool skins, and then take them away on April 2nd or something crazy like that. I don't know. Or maybe like they pay attention to like summer or something and they're like, oh yeah, the summer Apex games or something wild like that. I think that's what keeps Overwatch fresh because Overwatch didn't really have that big of an update until I feel like later on. Like I can't remember when Sombra was added to Overwatch.
Yeah, it took a minute for sure.
Yeah. And when they like added new maps or whatever. I can't remember when the first like big drop started happening. But Apex for a battle royale game, right? It has one map, and that map isn't really malleable like Fortnite's map is. And so I can kind of understand people feeling like it's kind of stale.
Yeah. I can agree with that point.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like there are things they could? I mean, I guess I kind of did touch on like the seasonal stuff. But is there anything else you guys feel like they can do to kind of feel more fully featured, or do we feel like what they're doing right now is fine, is good?
I mean, yeah, I'm just gonna reiterate, like the seasonal events could really help out, and even if it's like theming the certain areas of the map. Like I was recently looking at actually they were actually Respawn was hiring like level designers and stuff, so for Apex Legends, so like obviously they're going to be doing updates to it in some way. And so like I feel like just having like the game is set almost in like it's a game, like it's like a competition. So like having like themes like the summer games and stuff like that, I feel like that's all like easily like you could just easily see that being implemented. So I think it's just them like ramping up, and hopefully like I really want that seasonal content to be there, because that's like games as a service rely on that stuff, you know, and like I think that's what people have come to expect, and that's why we're seeing this backlash. It's not really backlash, like it's not that overblown. I'm probably more overblown.
It seems like it's mainly just critique.
Yeah. And so I think it'll be fine. Like I think they just need to like I said, get in there, get some sort of seasonal event going, and I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, I think seasonal is the way to go, really.
Let's get into news and articles. So I have three articles here on the doc, and we'll see if we get through all three. But this first one actually caught me off guard, because I didn't find it until I actually like searched for Apex Legends news, and I saw this and I was like, oh, why is anybody talking about this? This article comes from dotesports.com. That is dotesports.com, written by Cody Perez. The name of the article is "You can now send voice messages in Apex Legends without a mic." So reading the title, it sounds a little bit confusing, but reading it makes perfect sense. So I'm going to read through the article. I don't think the article is that long. Yeah, the article is pretty short, so I'm going to read through the whole thing. Apex Legends continues to add more accessibility options for players. The latest addition is the ability to send voice messages to your teammates in a match without microphone on Xbox One and PS4. Previously, you could only send a text message on console like in any other game, but that requires your teammate to temporarily leave the game, check the message, and then come back. So essentially like clicking the PlayStation button, popping out to the PlayStation menu and doing it that way.
Okay.
The article continues, That takes up precious time, especially if you have something urgent to say. But now you can send an in-game message, and if your team has a headset on, it will play the message in their ears using a robotic voice. This is done by holding down the view button on the Xbox One or the touchpad on PS4. Doing this will pop up a keyboard where you can type your message. Though it does take time to type the message, it's a quick way to say simple words like wait or help. This is yet another important addition to Apex that makes the game more accessible to different types of players. There are players who aren't able to communicate audibly, either due to a disability or out of preference, but this allows them to still contribute to the team anyway. The ping system already allows for this, but it is limited in nature since you can only tag weapons, enemies, and locations without any context. Adding voice messages in Apex will only help players coordinate better and make it more accessible to more players. Did you guys know about this at all?
No. I mean, I was playing today, nothing popped up saying anything like that. But so you can only type it though, right?
You can only type it, but then it like uses a robot voice to read aloud to your teammates.
I think it's a good idea. I think the only way to make that a little bit better is kind of like, you know, in Rocket League, they have automatic.
Oh yeah, like preset stuff.
Yeah,
where it's D-pad.
Especially if you're going to say help or wait up or anything like that. If they had those selections, that would even save more time, so you don't have to type anything out.
That'd be really cool. That's a really cool idea. Like you hold touchpad and then it brings up your like D-pad options for like your preset messages that you've already made for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This type of stuff is awesome. Like I think even on this level, you don't see many games really taking the time to, especially through a robotic voice, actually like help you communicate to your team in game as opposed to like making you use the PlayStation menu. Like this isn't something that I don't think I would use this for any reason, even though like I hate talking on a headset to strangers if I'm playing with randoms. Mm-hmm. But like usually the ping system will get the job done, and so I don't see myself using this necessarily. But people who like need this kind of thing, as far as like people who may have like disabilities or can't speak for any sort of reason, this seems like a dope alternative and a dope addition to that.
For sure.
And yeah, there's the thing where it's going to take a second for you to like be able to type out your message, but it's definitely a step up from like having nothing there, which is really exciting to see.
I also think like, you know, like particularly like people with like kids, like they,
oh yeah.
Like this is like these are all like great, like for so many different people. I think this is mm-hmm. really cool. So
yeah, if you don't want to wake the baby, I'm sure like John can relate to that.
You know it.
Do you see yourself using this, John?
I won't, only because I don't need to in that case. I would rather just have like a preset mm-hmm. when I'm not on mic with somebody, and that way.
Yeah, pinging is probably like
exactly,
good also.
Yeah, but typing, it's great for the people that are needed. I feel like if they just add like presets or shortcuts, that'd be better.
Mm, that makes sense. Next article comes from CNBC. Let me see if I can find the name of the article. Let's see. Apex Legends viewership hours plunged 75% from their peak since the game's launch.
Ouch.
Here's what that says about today's gaming and streaming space. I'm not going to read the article because it's a long article and I actually haven't had the chance. I don't know. Am I the one who added this to the doc or did one of you guys do it?
I think one of us might have.
Of us.
Yeah.
One of us did it. But yeah, this is here, and I the title is very interesting, so we can just go off of that. Apex Legends viewership hours plunged 75%. And this is something that was also noted in that Dr. Disrespect piece from earlier.
Yeah.
Why do we think that it seems Twitch viewership is dropping for Apex?
I mean, I think to start, because they had, it's going to drop because they had all those streamers like paid to do that.
Yeah.
And so many of them were doing it from the get-go. Even though they liked the game, there were so many more people doing it than originally anticipated. And mm-hmm. I feel like it was so hot for a minute. And now, just going off what the other article said, there's not a lot of stuff going on. And people have probably seen the same thing over and over. So no one's really watching it. Whereas with Fortnite, whereas it's changing, you know, constantly. So people are always watching that.
That makes sense.
For
but
sure.
It also depends on the streamers too, right? They're getting bored, so they're moving on.
Yeah, I think that's like, I think it's just like natural for this kind of like, I know like, I think it becomes a conversation when you like compare it to Fortnite, and like for a while people were like, it's a Fortnite killer, you know what I mean? And I think that's why we're getting these sort of, you know, headlines. But I think like it's not, to me at least, it's not really a big deal, but that's just me.
Yeah. I'm looking through this article right now. I'm going to read a portion. It says the big takeaway is that partnering with premier streamers is ideal for generating hype for a game, but it's up to the game itself to sustain that momentum once those streamers move on to other titles. Keep in mind that it's common for a game to come down a little bit after the initial hype is over, but if it's a good game, it will return to the top when new content or when a new season or content is released. In fact, viewership for Apex Legends dropped in March when only two of the top 20 streamers focused on the game, according to the report. Since there was a significant drop in the charts when Apex Legends went from having 8 to only 2 of the top 20 streamers playing it, it illustrated the strength of the personalities more than the game itself, which I feel like is very harsh. But I do think
that's like Twitch in general. That's what Twitch is built off of is...
Yeah, that's true.
Personality.
Twitch is more about personalities than the games for sure. Because yeah, like whatever Ninja and Shroud and Disrespect, like whatever these guys are streaming is what people are gonna watch at the end of the day.
Yeah,
I'm sure a lot of people like will click on the games themselves and like search via game. I'm sure like there's a large amount of people that do that. But as far as like followerships, like it's personalities that build followerships.
Yeah.
And I think it makes sense from the angle of like. There was a lot of sponsor streams going on at the launch of Apex. Like that's what got Apex into the mainstream. That's what like kind of helped the game launch to success. And now that the game's out there, now that it's old enough, it's not necessarily going to keep that same hype because hype with anything just dies.
Yeah.
Especially if they're not like, you know, like we kind of talked about them in the last story. If like the updates aren't coming swift and magnificent like they do with Fortnite, it's going to be harder to like keep that same level of interest with all these things.
For sure. 100%.
The last article I have here is, let's see where the website is. VentureBeat.com. It's from VentureBeat.com, written by Mike Minotti. And the title of it is Vince Zampella wants to improve Apex Legends communication with players. Of course, Vince Zampella is, I believe, the head of Respawn, the CEO.
Yep.
The article reads, Apex Legends has become a giant hit since its launch in early February, but that success caught Respawn Entertainment and its CEO, Vince Zampella, by surprise. Zampella talked with Insomniac Games CEO Ted Price during a special session today at GamesBeat Summit 2019 in Los Angeles. During the chat, Zampella noted that Apex Legends' popularity beat internal expectations from the beginning. That has made the studio be quieter than it would like to be. Apex Legends is a battle royale. It is also free to play. It's also a free to play live service game. Before it, Respawn worked on the Titanfall games, which focused on things like deathmatch and story campaigns. The studio doesn't have experience working or experience creating content or even knowing what kind and how much content it should be making for something like Apex Legends. This has made the team quiet while they figure things out. As Impella noted, it's just hard to tell people. We don't know yet. I'm going to stop reading there because I think it just goes on to talk about some more relevant stuff in Star Wars, which is actually pretty exciting.
Yeah.
It's interesting how I feel like all of what we talked about so far, this podcast kind of works together in a way, because I feel like this is almost like the end cap on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of talking about how like, yeah, they kind of just don't know because this is their first time. Do you guys have any thoughts on kind of what Vince had to say as far as like where they're at in communicating to their audience more?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty honest. I don't know. Like, I respect them coming out and being like, hey, like, it's going to take a minute. Like, don't, like, that. We've been quiet for a reason. Like, we're trying to figure things out. I definitely respect them for doing that.
Mm. John?
Yeah, I was going to say, well, they're obviously prioritizing, you know, fixing bugs and things like that because there are a bunch of them. I just saw another one that just came up today where you can jump while you're knocked down. While you're
wait, really?
Yeah.
It just popped up. That's like a glitch?
Yeah, exactly. So like they keep coming, people coming across to these, so they have to keep finding ways to fix them. So I think they're trying to focus on making the game refined because it did launch pretty good versus other free-to-play games that are buggy as hell. So at least they're trying to probably keep up that part so that, you know, people aren't completely breaking the game.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to, I feel like they've done... I feel like they're not patting themselves on the back enough because I feel like as far as if you look on their subreddit and if you look at like their community posts, they do a pretty good job of like updating like or they have done a good job as far as what I've seen talking to the community and at least like keeping people updated on like what exactly is in a patch, what's coming up, especially during the lead up to season one. Maybe that was like the main thing, is like during the whole ramp up to season one, like that last like week where everybody was like, where is season one? Mm-hmm. They're kind of out there being like, hey, just be patient. Hey, we know like this thing just leaked here. Like, just don't pay attention to it. Like, we're working on it. We're trying to get it together. I feel like overall they've done a pretty decent job. Of course, like they could always do better, but I feel like they've done a pretty decent job at speaking to the community. Like, there are some game devs that I've seen just like disappear in times of turmoil. But I mean, and granted, they're in a good place, but I feel like they've done a pretty good job. And I think this article is pretty telling as far as like, I think we'll see quite a bit mm-hmm. down the road.
Yeah.
Because it seems like they know kind of where they're at. Because Apex is interesting because it's not in a bad place. It's at a place where it could be better.
It's at like a peak. Like,
it could be greater. Yeah. Like, a peak is probably a good way to put it, right? Like, it launched great. It's been great. And people kind of just want to see it grow and evolve more. And it seems like they're just like, yeah, we know, like we're over here. We're stressed out. We're trying to figure out like, okay, what exactly do people want? How do we understand exactly what people want? Because when you're on their side and you have like a million accounts on Twitter or Instagram or Reddit or whatever talking to you from the internet, and they're all saying different things, right? Hey, we want the Mozambique to be buffed. We want the wingman to be nerfed. We want Lifeline to be better. We want I don't know who's asking for Lifeline to be better. Actually, those people need to chill. Lifeline's great, but we want Gibraltar's hitbox better. And like, you have like a billion different requests, trying to sort out like which ones are most necessary and which ones are like good ideas and which ones we should roll with. It can get difficult if it's not something you've dealt with before.
Yeah.
And of course they've had Titanfall too. They've had Titanfall, but those seem to be very different types of games from a free-to-play battle royale game. And so I'm gonna give them props. I'm gonna say that, you know what, Respawn, you guys are doing a good job.
Amen.
We don't have any questions this week, but of course if you want to ask us a question, you can tweet at us at OKBeastNow with the hashtag Jumpmaster, or you can email us hello@okbeast.com. That's the email you can email for questions. Of course, on Twitter, we're at OKBeastNow. You can follow me on Twitter at Blessing Jr. Alex is on Twitter at It's Van Aken. John is on Twitter at John S. Bernardo. Remember to review us on iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes or your podcast service of choice. Support us on Patreon, patreon.com/OKBeast. Check out our Discord if you want to hang out with us, talk to us, chill, be homies. That's not it. OKBeast.com/Discord. Is that right, Alex?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Perfect. New episodes of this podcast come out every single Friday. We also have the Okie Beast podcast, which comes out every single Monday. This is a shorter episode. These episodes are probably going to get shorter, probably going to go around like the 30 to 40 minute mark, maybe.
Yeah.
Around that. Just because like as the podcast goes on, as the game kind of progresses, there kind of turns out to be less to talk about.
Of course, shit.
Yeah. I mean, of course, like if there are like big news weeks or like huge things that are happening, you know, we'll take the time to talk about it. But weeks like this where everything seems to be pretty chill, and yeah, the game's 12 weeks old at this point, like we're not necessarily like hurting for content, but like we're not necessarily like being thrown a bunch of things to talk about. And I'm sure you guys wouldn't want us to like make stuff up, right? They're adding Titans to this game. That's crazy. That's wild.
Apex Fortnite crossover.
Man, this crossover seems wild. They're adding Thanos to the game. But yeah, of course, every Friday there's a new episode. Until next time, stay legendary. This is my favorite.